Anas, thank you so much for speaking to us this morning.
No problem. It's a pleasure.
So what is the danger of microplastics like glitter for those who may not have heard of these plastics?
Yeah, it's a good question. It's as you say, it's something that is really hard to get rid of when you have a party or, you know, with Christmas decoration. You know, get it off the carpet or off your body after a festival. But that's actually the start of the problem when you actually get rid of it from your home, is that it gets into the water system. And here you go. It gets into the environment. And it's basically everywhere now. I mean, there was a big surprise to us, because when we started looking for all sorts of microplastics in all sorts of environments, including, you know, wastewater systems, including environmental flow, we started finding tiny microplastics. So the way we do this is that, you know, at some stage when it mixed with mud and everything and water, it's very hard to, you know, to say what kind of plastics. We have to go to some really detailed analysis using Raman spectroscopy, where we basically blast the particle with a laser and we vaporize it, and we basically analyze that spectrum, and we started finding all sorts of plastics, microplastics that actually go into making glitter and all sorts of other things. So, you know, it may come as a shock to people, because I know lots of people find glitter quite entertaining and quite sparkly and lots. I've got kids myself, you know, I've got birthday parties and it takes me 2 years to get rid of it from the house. But, you know, I think it's one of those things that people are reacting, you know, positively to, in the sense that, you know, they don't see a problem with banning glitter, microplastic glitter that is, because I think there are some other alternatives that could replace that fun thing that we use. And it's been around for a while. I mean, when I started doing some research, it goes back to the Middle Ages, and apparently even in the Egyptian time, the Pharaon time, there were sort of similar things that glitter. So this sort of colorful, shiny things that we like to display have been around for a while. In Northern Italy, for example, there's things called confetti, and I think they're originally they used to just throw like a little treat on people in parties and weddings, and it moved into little pieces of colorful paper and then into microplastic glitter, because it's sort of, you know, sparkly and it has that little, you know. So I think there are lots of things that we didn't intend for them to be bad for the environment, that we're starting to find that, you know, they are quite bad for the environment, in that they persist. And also we find is that they get inside animals, inside, you know, fauna, inside possibly humans as well. And I don't think anyone, I don't know anyone who would want to have glitter go inside their body and end up in their brain.
No, that doesn't seem like the best place for glitter.
That's right.
I love that it's been around since Egyptian times. The more things change, the more they stay the same, I guess.
I know. But I mean, I suspect that by that time there was no plastic, and they were doing something more, you know, sort of natural, more, you know, organic, I suppose. And I think that's the interesting part. So since this story broke, essentially I get lots of feedback from companies from the UK and other places is saying, we are producing, you know, biodegradable, you know, glitter. And I think there is an opportunity for creativity in this area. We don't want to stop anyone from partying, because we just need to reinvent partying.
And so you mentioned, you know, glitter getting into, I guess, the systems of animals and things. So is that, you know, what are some of the consequences, I guess, if glitter does get into the environment?
Oh, there is no doubt that the chemicals that are in plastics, they are neurotoxic. They can cause all sorts of issues for humans and animals. I mean, this is no brainer. It has been, you know, demonstrated. There's like all these long names of that I sometimes can't even repeat of kinds of plastics that are actually chains of you know, phenols and things that, you know, that are not good for you. you know, they cause cancer, they cause all sorts of other things. And you know, you'd rather not be exposed, especially when, you know, these things start to essentially decompose in some way. So there is some level of degradation that happens to some of these chemicals that make them basically soluble in all sorts of things, including water, and then essentially they will end up. We're talking about really, really tiny particles that, you know, are, you know, almost dissolved in the water. So there's no way that they can, you know, not make it into a, you know, they found, you know, researchers have found them in brains of fish. You know, you can think that they can basically be inside lungs when the people inhale these things. The other one is that some glitter has actually some level of metal as well. So, you know, I'm not sure you've seen, like, there's some of them that are a little bit rougher than the other in terms of glitter. And I think that one that is rough a bit is actually metal-based. So, you know, some glitter is microplastic, but some others are actually metal-based or a combination of the two.
And so before I do let you go, Anas, is there, I guess, a safe way to dispose of glitter, or should we just be going with the biodegradable glitter?
Yeah, I think we should just be going by with the biodegradable glitter. There's no way, because it's actually persistent. It's one of those things that stays forever. Now, when we start talking about glitter, you know, we start thinking about all sorts of other things that are, you know, convenient and fun, like balloons, for example. They do, you know, like you have a party and there's 100 balloons that fly into the environment. You know, they end up in our oceans. They decompose into smaller pieces. It's not good. I think balloons are, to some extent, fun, but if they keep them under control. But other than that, you know, we have to start rethinking. Number of, for example, I've seen number of universities banning plastic straws. So there's, again, alternatives. There's paper straws that, you know, I think it's, the public is very, very aware these days that there are lots of, you know, alternative solutions. And then we have to start thinking about all these things that would not really cause us any, you know, major inconvenience if we were to remove them. You know, like the latest example, that in France last year, the government said no plastic cutlery, basically.
Oh, wow.
Zero. And it's gone. It's gone. I was in France about like 4 weeks ago, and you can't find it. It's just as simple as that.
Wow.
You know, so there are alternatives. So, you know, we'll have to start thinking about all these little plastic containers, plastic forks, plastic plates, plastic things. There are so many other alternatives. And, you know, it's an opportunity for business to create other models and things like that. But, you know, like nobody was complaining. Nobody, you know, went to the street and say, we want our plastic fork bags back. They just, you know, went with it. And I couldn't see. I mean, it was like over a few weeks, it was gone. So I think in Australia, if we decide to ban glitter or, you know, plastic straws and provide alternative for people, then, you know, I think we can do it. I mean, like the comments that we've seen on social media around this topic, there has been hundreds of thousands of comments. And most of them are, you know, some of them are a bit heartbroken about the fact, because some people love glitter, as I could see on the comments. But they are not, you know, they're not all that, you know, heartbroken in the sense that they could be some alternative and it may be good for them, in fact. I mean, if you put something on your body or use, you know, spray it around your home, you have to make sure that it's not really harmful. And if it's, I can guarantee you, if it's harmful to the environment, it's harmful to you. That is very simple. The reason is that we are part of the environment.
I think that is a really solid takeaway message as well. Anas, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
It's a pleasure. Thank you so much.
That was Professor Anas Garwani, Head of Aquatic Ecology and Ecosystem Studies at the University of Western Australia, having a bit of a chat to us this morning about the effects that glitter can have on the environment and potentially going so far as to ban it.